Working with non-lawyers to identify where to place legal work, which firms to invest in, and where key employees should focus their next move, we have recategorised the legal services sector into remedial and going places. Just two categories. Magic Circle, Silver Circle, City Practice, National Firm, High Street Practice, Commoditised Services Provider. None of these latter descriptions give the purchaser of legal services or the potential recruit or the investor any idea about the viability long-term of where they choose to put their legal needs, their employment time, or their investment. Take "we are a West End firm and want to stay as such" as a response to "who are you?" What does that actually mean? We asked one such firm and they couldn't tell us. Does it mean that they don't take clients who are not in the West End? That they only employ staff from the West End? And if it is just that they are geographically based in the West End, well, fine, but that's not really a description of who they are, just where they are. And that has never been a key differentiating factor, as far as we can tell, in successfully providing legal services. So why use that definition? We met with another firm based in the West End. We are lawyers who provide services to entrepreneurs who want to get bigger in terms of their market sectors and their business turnover. But at least it gives the potential client, investor, and employee an idea of who they are, what they do, and where their focus is. We met the CEO of a Silver Circle firm, along with the CFO of a national firm. We have no need to worry about the future, or indeed to be excited about it. At the same meeting, we heard from another two CEOs of a Silver Circle and a national firm. We view the future with awe, but we're in business to do just that. The description Silver Circle and national gives no hint of the viability of the firm, nor clearly even of a commonality of approach to the business of law. Categorising along old traditional lines does nothing to enable the client, the investor, or the employee to gain insight into the nature of the work, the nature of the service, and the attitude of the firm they are looking at, or the individual they're talking to. So for us, these days, going places and remedial are the two groups. There is, of course, the on the edge between the two category, and to see which way they fall, we do need to ask the questions: who are you, how would you describe what you do, and what is your attitude to the future? Their answers tell us which they fall into. Generally, a healthy respect for the uncertainties of the future, generally well-honed realistic definitions of who they serve, and always a willingness to dispense with the old categories when describing themselves are all clues. For us, advising others on the legal services marketplace and those in it, those two categories usually suffice as a judgment on which firms will be around for a little while.